Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. Do business owners have any role in the church? And what should the church's disposition be with business owners? I think it probably should start with an accurate and biblical understanding of how economics works, free market, private enterprise, private property ownership, working and earning a wage. The Bible is replete, Old and New Testament, replete with wisdom on that. But oftentimes I think it gets overlooked. And this sliming and maligning of business owners, oftentimes clergy and Christian ministry workers, they come on board with the labor movement, so to speak, and completely ignore the interests and the needs of the business owner. They treat the business owner as though the business owner doesn't work. You know, it's workers versus the big, evil, greedy business owners, and the assumption is that you don't work when you own a business. Nothing could be further from the truth. What role, if any, do these business owners play in the broader cause of the church? Does the church, again, I'm speaking very broadly and universally, does the church amount to a business? Does it operate in a business as a business? And perhaps sometimes we see churches, individual community churches, and maybe even entire denominations, and so in some cases, maybe be a little too more business-like or business-focused. And when we say that, we sort of are implying that they're not adequately focused on human individuals and their well-being or Christ himself, perhaps. And I get that. And that's something to safeguard against. But by the same token, the amount of wealth that's being created in our local communities, and the amount of generosity that individuals are displaying and participating in, that really does matter in terms of whether or not when we show up at the church on Saturday night or Sunday morning or Sunday evening or Wednesday or whatever, will the business be open, or will the church be open? Will the doors be unlocked? Will the lights be on? Will we have power to generate the amplifiers? These kinds of things. My point is that most local churches, while we understand the church at its core to be a very spiritual entity animated by the person of Christ and by the Holy Spirit, at least in the Western world anyway, rightly or wrongly, and I would say this is mostly a good thing, we have material structures and functions that accompany the church. And for most of us, the church has to have some kind of business sensibility to it, or it ceases to exist as we know it. And I get the impression sometimes we haven't always thought through those kinds of considerations adequately.